Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by the events coordinator, manager, chief executive, if you wish, of events at the Yall Library, is Marion O'Halloran. Marion, you're very welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. And Marion, you're smiling, you're in good form, you're a ray of sunlight on a dark evening.
It's the only way to be.
It's the only way to be. Now, Marion, we'll get down to it straight away. And as I said to you before we came on air, the information I have on this is pretty sparse, but I'm going to put on my reading glasses anyway so I can see it. But basically, there's a talk coming off on Saturday morning at 11 in the library. It'll be hosted by Minister of State David Stanton, TD, and Michael Lee. And the title is Opening Our Eyes and Hearts. So what are we trying to open our eyes and hearts to?
Well, basically, as you just stated there, David Stanton, TD, who would be, I suppose, one time they were called Ministers of State. Now, I suppose he'd be called Junior Minister for Equality and Integration. So he will be looking at refugees, displaced persons and migrants from that point of view. From, I suppose, a government point of view, and I suppose his own brief in dealing with that area. And he will be joined by Michael Lee, who we've had in the library before. A lot of people in Yall will know Michael because he was the chief Coast Guard officer here in town, and he has years of experience on the front line working with refugees and displaced persons in very far-flung places such as Rwanda, Ethiopia. And he gave us a brilliant PowerPoint presentation and talk in the library a few years ago, and people asked us would we have him again because, like, it was just fantastic and the work that he has been doing. So basically, I suppose what it is to kind of give the general public an idea of the whole situation vis-a-vis refugees, displaced persons and migrants. I think it will be a very interesting presentation. We reckon in total it will take about an hour and a half. And everybody is welcome. There's no charge. And I think it'll be a great presentation.
Now, Marion, it's interesting that you have somebody like Michael Lee from the Coast Guard coming along. Because in recent times, our own Irish Navy have been to the front line, out in the
Absolutely.
Mediterranean, rescuing migrants who were fleeing war-torn lands, or fleeing places like Libya, where they've been, paying money to these criminals, really, who have been taking them out in
Exactly.
these boats,
Taking advantage of them,
taking advantage of them.
yes.
So it's interesting to have him. Now, I know David Stanton, he'll obviously take the governmental view on a lot of these things. But I suppose if we look at it, there's a lot of people out there. There's some people out there that are sort of, how would I say, they might be dubious a little bit about migrants and everybody being welcomed in, and they might be asking themselves the question, can we afford to house them? But the counter argument to that is that over many centuries now, the Irish themselves were
I
migrants.
was just going to say that,
I had the great honour and privilege of being in New Orleans, Louisiana, on a number of occasions. And I was there in 2010 to perform for the St. Patrick's Day festivities. I couldn't get over how the whole city had turned green. But then I was brought to a part of the city that I was told this was built, Canal Street, the main strip in New Orleans, was built by the Irish. When they came to America, not just to New Orleans, not just to Ellis Island, but other places, they came there penniless. They
Absolutely.
were fleeing, a land that, had let them down. It wasn't home anymore. They wanted a
Exactly.
new beginning.
Exactly.
So they made their way in perilous situations, something similar maybe.
Absolutely, and a lot of them will say we're in ghettos, and a lot of them were, treated very badly when they arrived in America and when they arrived in the UK. I mean, I remember my own late father saying that, he worked at one stage in England, and he said he still remembered in the 50s, kind of signs, no Irish need apply. So, we don't have to go too far back to.
My own grandfather went to England during the Second World War, actually, and he couldn't wait to come home because there was that sort of a almost an anti-Irish sentiment in a sense, you know, in certain places now, not everywhere.
Exactly.
But, you know, it gets under my skin a little bit when I hear people, and I was playing devil's advocate at the beginning when I said there'll be people complaining about migrants coming in. They have to stop and think of, you know, our heritage.
Absolutely.
And I know this came up in the presidential election, they're talking about the Irish diaspora. Well, who are the Irish diaspora? Where did they come from?
Exactly.
Their ancestors were migrants. And all you got to do is look at the United States.
Absolutely.
60% have Irish lineage or heritage. Where did that come from? And I come from a town that saw mass immigration. It was the scene of mass immigration.
Of course it was. Cove, Queenstown.
Queenstown.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, coming along to a talk like this on Saturday, as you say, it's about opening our hearts, opening our minds, opening our ears.
I think so. I think it's, as you say, I know some people do have fears, concerns, and I suppose this talk, it will kind of get the conversation going and maybe address some of these fears, maybe misconceptions that people might have. At least what we would ask people is to come along with an open mind and hear the presentation and look at the, you know, the PowerPoint. And as I say, I think if it starts a discussion, it will be a good thing.
Yeah, and I think there are hard questions that need to be asked, of course. And David Stanton is the man to ask the questions of. If he doesn't have the answers, he can take them back to government. You know, there are legitimate fears that some migrants coming from certain parts of the Middle East, you know, do we know their bona fides? Do we know their background? You know, we welcome people, but we need to know where they've come from, what they're going to be about, but we need to integrate them into society as well. It's no point saying, yeah, you're all welcome, and throw them into a provision centre where,
exactly,
you know, they're not going to feel overly welcome. It certainly won't be home.
No.
So if we're going to welcome people, we need to really welcome them.
Exactly.
And that's why the challenge is to open our ears and our hearts.
That's true. And to be fair, I would say in general, the Irish are a very welcoming people. You know, we have that reputation worldwide for being welcoming. And as I say, OK, I know maybe in recent times, you know, with the downturn in the economy and maybe now with the housing crisis as well, maybe people have fears and, you know, our concerns. But as I say, let's have the discussion.
Yeah, I love that phrase, let's have the discussion, because I think people are almost afraid now to have a discussion about just about anything.
Exactly.
And they'll refer to, in inverted commas, the PC brigade.
Yes.
That you're afraid to say anything and you'll be accused of this, that or the other. But if you have legitimate concerns, you know, you need to talk about them. Don't be harbouring them up. It's like having a personal problem yourself. If you don't talk about it, it'll become a bigger issue.
Exactly.
So if you have issues, come along to this talk. Because Michael Lee and David Stanton, of course they'll take questions. If you have concerns, address them. And you never know, those concerns might actually be addressed. And
that's
you'll find,
true.
You know, I was actually barking up the wrong tree to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. I would just say that for Heritage Week now, we had a presentation sharing my story. And for Heritage this week, it was all about, you know, kind of exploring cultural heritage and looking at, we'll say, other people who had settled in Ireland. And I kind of said to myself, yeah, we've a good lot of people now coming into the library who are, we'll say, maybe not native to Niall and not Irish. And wouldn't it be nice to hear why they came here and how they fitted in here? So I set about it and I came into your good selves here in CRY and you were very good to help me advertise it. And we got a great response. And we had a lady from the Philippines, we had a lady from Brazil, we had a lady who came here as a World War II refugee from Germany. And their stories were really interesting.
Well, that's the key. Everybody, Marion, has a story to tell.
Exactly.
And they deserve to be heard. They deserve to be listened to. I'll tell you a funny thing about Cove, where I come from. There's one way on the island and one way off with a bridge. Now, there is a ferry service. But, you know, even to this day, I was born in Dublin. I came to Cove when I was 7 weeks old. I'm still referred to as from over the bridge. So, do you know, we'd even do it to our own.
Exactly.
We'd put a status on somebody. You're not from here at all. You're from over the bridge. But you're right. There are so many stories out there. And our lives can be enriched if we take the time to listen to these stories. And we'll find that these people, they're human beings like you and me.
Exactly.
They go to sleep at night. They get up in the morning. They do exactly the same things we do. They might speak a different language. But then it depends on what part of Ireland you come from. You might be speaking a different language there too.
That's very true.
Especially from the north side of Cork. And I love all of them on to me now in a minute. But yeah, there's a story to be told. And maybe this is an opportunity on Saturday for David Stanton, from his experience in ministry, and indeed Michael Lee in his experience, you know, with the Coast Guard, to share the stories of the people that they have met. So that we will realise that these people, they're no threat to us. They're actually friends.
Absolutely.
So what, 11 o'clock it's kicking off?
11 o'clock. And we kind of anticipate that it will take maybe, you know, allowing for time for questions, etc., about an hour and a half.
And are there any refreshments?
No.
Bring your own tea, lads.
The Rivergate Cafe is right next door.
Oh, you got a good promotion in there now, didn't you? You got a good promotion. Oh, you've been doing this before, Marion.
I have.
Now, before I let you go, are there any other events coming up in the library?
There certainly are, and I'm glad you've given me the opportunity. Now, as they say, I normally come in maybe once a month or thereabouts, and forgive me if I'm going over old ground, but you'd be surprised the number of people that still don't know where the library is. So just
I don't know where the library is.
Oh, my goodness. We're in the Rivergate Mall.
But I'm from Cove, you see.
No, come on. We're in the Rivergate Mall, just above, when you come up from the Clock Gate, just the Rivergate Shopping Mall there, where the big unit right on the back.
Very good,
the
very
sea,
good.
Next to the Rivergate Cafe.
Of course, good little plug, yeah.
Now, every Wednesday we have the All Lace Group. The ladies do the lovely traditional yawl lace, and they're always happy to demonstrate their lovely work and to show people who would be interested.
Another great craft, an old, old Irish
Absolutely.
Craft.
Absolutely. They meet every Wednesday, as I say, from 11 till 1. Lovely group of ladies, and they love to see people coming in. They love sharing their expertise and displaying their lovely lace. Then every Thursday we have the All Knitting Group, another wonderful group of talented ladies, and again, always very accommodating, always willing to demonstrate their lovely handiwork.
Now I'm having flashbacks to my younger days when I used to fake the fact that I was sick and I wanted to stay at home. My grandmother was, she was a crafty lady with a set of knitting needles.
She got you to hold the...
She got me knitting.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and I had a little bit of a project going for about 3 years. It was like a long scarf. And every time I felt sick, I was sent into my granny to do a little bit of knitting. I like that. I'm having flashbacks. Go on, Marion. Keep going now.
We have a creative writers group. And again, a lovely group of people. And they're always looking for new members. And we actually have a writer in residence. Danny Denton, who comes along every so often to give help and input to the writers, and he's willing to meet people, you know, not part of the group as well, if they come and make an appointment. Now, their next meeting actually is this Friday, the 9th of November, from 3 to 5.
And who knows, folks, if you get along and get involved, you could be the writer of the next great novel that will appear in the library.
There you are.
Love it.
So we also have a children's book club, which normally meet on the first or second Saturday of each month. And my colleague Icky looks after that. We also have a children's story time, which generally runs fortnightly. And we have it for special occasions as well. And that's actually on tomorrow at 3:30. So lots happening in the library. Next Tuesday, as part of the Cork Science Festival, we're having an interactive presentation, and two classes from Bunskull will be visiting us. And the subject being dealt with, I don't know, but I particularly like it, bugs, good and bad.
I know plenty of them. I know plenty of them. Well, you know, Marion, listen, I could talk to you forever. Look, I know we have the talk on Saturday. Maybe you might come in to me again before Christmas if you're not too busy.
I certainly will.
And maybe we could have a chat about books, because I think it's a great gift to give to anybody is a book. And now I know the idea of the library is that people come in and they rent a book and they take it home. But maybe you might come in a couple of weeks before Christmas and, you know, tell me what books people might look out for.
Sure. Pleasure.
But certainly for children, you know, tapping into the imagination of children.
Absolutely.
Through reading is something that's almost forgotten about now. You know, people have their heads stuck in these Android phones. Reading is a way of getting them out of it. So come back into me before Christmas and we'll have a chat about books.
I certainly will. And of course we're about the books, but we're about so many other things. As I say, we have loads of events, and we're always, if there are other groups out there who would like to maybe meet in the library, we'd be delighted to hear from them and to facilitate them if we could. We have audio books. We have books in the Good Health, Your Good Health series. There's loads going on. We've audio books for the visually impaired. There's so much happening in the library.
I'm all in favour of audio books for the visually impaired, but I was taking a flight one time and somebody said you should listen to an audio book. It was the best sleep I ever had on a flight, I can tell. And I was obviously the narrator at the other end. But look, Marion, thanks for coming in, and thanks for letting us know. Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, down at the library, Deputy David Stanton, Junior Minister in the Department of Justice, and Michael Lee, who has worked with the Coast Guard, talking about refugees, displaced persons and migrants. The title is called Opening Our Eyes and Opening Our Hearts. And it'll be about an hour and a half, but it'll be a chance for questions and answers. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get an opportunity to get a greater appreciation for these people who are trying to find a new home. Marion, thanks for coming in.
And thank you, and thanks for giving me the opportunity. And again, as always, can I just reiterate my thanks to CRY. They've always been so supportive to us in the library, and we're very appreciative.
Well, listen, we're delighted to play a small little part in the success of your library.